Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
The Beatles!
The circus is on the air!
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that
a...
That means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny!
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay! Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John has been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
All right. It's Dave Plyer and for Bob Surratt on this Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Little segment we do on my show is This Is History. And we do it on Fridays. And Dave Schwann joins me every single week, and today is no exception, but he's not here. He's live from Virginia. Dave Schwann, everybody. How you doing, pal?
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. How are you?
No, this is Dave. Open up the door.
It is. It is. How you been?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing very well, thank you, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody. From Occoquan, Virginia this morning. I'm at my girlfriend Gilda's, looking forward to a wonderful Thanksgiving day today and Thanksgiving weekend. I will be back a week from Sunday, so you'll hear me on with Dean a week from Sunday.
All right, there you have it. Well, you know, we always want to talk about that first Thanksgiving because I know you covered it. And why don't we talk about that, Dave? What's, tell us a little history on the first Thanksgiving.
Well, the first actual one was actually 1621. And there's some discrepancy as to whether or not it was in Massachusetts, in Plymouth, where the first the pilgrims were, so to speak. It may have been in other places. Nor is there any real indication that there was a Thanksgiving turkey, a specific turkey involved. It may have been some sort of other meat of some sort. But, you know, the tradition evolved from there, and there have been efforts to get a Thanksgiving holiday throughout the history of our country, but it wasn't until 1863 in October when President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the fourth Thursday in the month of November to give thanks. And it was due in part from the efforts of a woman in the East Coast, Sarah Josepha Hale, who was a writer and an activist at the time, who pushed very hard for a Thanksgiving holiday and got the ear of Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, and it certainly seemed like an appropriate time to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty cool.
That's how that happened.
Well, you mentioned, too, like what they served back then in those first Thanksgivings. It was a lot of seafood, I think, at the time. Maybe some deer. I know there were no potatoes because potatoes had only been recently shipped back from to Europe from South America. So that wasn't even a thing here either. So a lot of the things that we kind of hold as a tradition now certainly wasn't back then. How long has pumpkin pie been a traditional part of Thanksgiving? What do you know about that?
Pumpkin pie has been around for, a number of years. And, of course, in Illinois, we have a lot of pumpkins that, turn into pumpkin filling for pie. But there have been, a number of efforts to get pumpkin pie as a standard type of pie. We're going to have apple pie.
Okay. All right. Okay. And I know cranberries, you know, were eaten by Native Americans and used as a dye, really, back then. No red dye 21 or whatever it is. But sweetened cranberry relish was almost not on that first Thanksgiving table because the pilgrims had exhausted that sugar supply in the 1600s. So it was Marcus Uran who canned the first jelly cranberry sauce in 1912 and eventually founded the Cranberry Growers Cooperative, known as Ocean Spray. So if you don't have cranberries on the table, cranberry jelly with the little rims coming out of the can, it's just not Thanksgiving, isn't it?
No, it isn't. And you know what, Dave? I'm going to try my hand at making a fresh cranberry sauce today.
Okay. All right. All right. I like that. I like that.
Even I can do this. So, you know,
I like it.
It's like, yeah. So I'm going to try my hand. I'll give you a report as to what happened.
Just one more piece of food history here before we take a break. And there was, you know, there was a botched Thanksgiving order in 1953 that led to the TV tray dinner. It was an employee of Swanson & Sons who overestimated the demand for Thanksgiving turkey. So my guess is this guy almost got fired and then celebrated, of course, because he had 260 tons of extra frozen birds. And as a solution, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays, devised a turkey meal, and the rest is kind of history there.
Yeah, isn't that interesting the way that came about?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, probably may have lost his job, but then celebrated later because it all worked out for the best. And I remember many a Swanson turkey TV dinner.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Why is football a Thanksgiving tradition, and why is it a tradition for the Bears to lose? I'm kidding. There's not on there, but it was a combo.
Be an interesting game today.
Oh, it is. But
the Bears and the Lions.
You know,
but the tradition went back into the 19th century. That, you know, there was a game to be played on the Thanksgiving holiday or around the Thanksgiving holiday, even before there was what we now know as the NFL, the National Football League. So, you know, that was a long-standing tradition, probably. You know what, Dave? When you think about it, maybe even before all of the traditional food that we eat.
I think so, too. I think so, too, because I think a lot of those games were college games back then in the 1800s.
They were.
Yeah, they absolutely were. And today's game, I don't know, every game I've seen in the last few weeks, like they're tied, they're ready to go, just like everybody else sitting listening here right now. And I've said to my fiance, I've said to my son, I'm like, you know what? They're going to blow it. In the last 2 seconds, they're just going to blow. Well, we'll find out what happens a little later today. We are talking to Dave Schwann, and we'll have a little more history and some really cool Thanksgiving clips from some movies and TV shows and more right after this on 720 WGN.
Del.
Huh?
Why did you kiss my ear?
Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Ah! No! No! No!
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year.
Oh.
They're gonna go all the way.
Oh, yeah!
All right, it's Dave Blair for Bob Sirod. We're talking a little history with Dave Schwann, live from Virginia. And, you know, there's very few Thanksgiving movies. Very few, Dave.
You know, I knew what you were playing the second that clip started. I knew where that was going.
Well, you know, I mean, there isn't. I mean, when you talk about Thanksgiving movies, I mean, we try to watch maybe even Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is really one of the few movies that, like, the destination is Thanksgiving Day. And their comments about the Bears game, hell of a game, obviously very outdated material in that movie. Right?
Yeah. It's still great, though. That is one of a marvelous movie. I miss John Candy. I thought he was one of the funniest actors of his time.
God, he's been gone a long time, long time. There's a couple other clips I want to share with you. And one was on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. And by the way, Johnny Carson airs weeknights at 9 on Antenna TV. And It was him and Doc Severinsen. Doc was in for Ed McMahon. And dare I say, and I've talked to Doc before, I think Doc's like 97, 98 years old, still around. And I'm pretty sure he was high during the show because he later talks to Carson about whatever he's taking. So, but this is about a time where Johnny, Ed, and Doc at different times were divorced and they couldn't keep track of who was married and who wasn't married and how they were spending their Thanksgiving. It's an iconic little segment that we're going to share with you.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you helped Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, now, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings. No, we're going
to... In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
Did you? Wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey, but not with money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
So I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
That's right. You'll be out there writing the checks. Sending them for the stuffing, huh?
You will have written yours the day before.
That's right. Mine's already in the mails.
And Ed went to deliver his personally.
What does he know? You made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
We really don't have room anyway, to tell you the truth. Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight? You want to give me a hit on that, whatever it is?
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
Oh my God. That's awesome. I mean, you think about live television and that show back then, there was nothing off limits in conversation.
One thing led to another.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, I had somebody just text in, Dave, from 309, and as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Here's a little from WKRP.
WKRP, yes.
No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Seconds and a third. No parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car!
Oh, my God. Absolute classic. Again, there's not a lot of Thanksgiving episodes of anything, but those are absolutely some highlights. And what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Dave? I got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, we are spending the day right here at Gilda's beautiful home in Occoquan, Virginia. And boy, Dave, someday we'll talk about history because there's a lot of it here. We're spending the day here and enjoying a dinner and getting in touch with family and friends.
Just love it.
I hope everybody else does.
Dave, thanks for joining us. Hope you and Gilda have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Dave, and to everyone there. Thank you.